Blog Talk Radio.
A man decides after 7 years. That's what he goes there for, to unlock the door. Well, those around him created silently.
Vibe Time with Jerry. I'm trying to multitask. I'm trying to do Facebook Live, and then I'm trying to make sure I take myself off of mute on my own on-air button. So it's been a real task. Anyway, tonight is Savannah Outlaw. She is my special guest this evening, and she is the owner of Underground Paranormal Phenomenon. So she has been very, very fun to do some investigations with. I just have a couple of announcements. One of them, go to Virginia Paranormal Events page, because I do believe, I don't see John on here, but I do believe I saw a post where Pamplin Park is now officially sold out, I believe. If I'm wrong, I'm sure Dennis or Ryan will hop on here and put in the comments if I'm not correct with that. So make sure that you guys go over to Virginia Paranormal Events page and like their page. Also, the Kavanaugh 360, they have an awesome page going. Old House Woods, if you haven't liked our page, or Old House Woods Haunts page for Matthews, please go and like that also. And also, Savannah, her page, Underground Paranormal Phenomenons, because there's a lot of things on there. And please go like Vibe Time with Jerry. So I think I did all my announcements correctly. I'm sorry I'm having a little bit of a rough evening tonight. So anyway, let me put Savannah on here. Hold on. Why isn't unmuting her? Oh, come on. Little spook to spook. There you are.
Okay.
I think
Hello.
You're unmuted now. Hello. How are you?
Well.
Are you there, spooky?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. At first, I couldn't, but I can now, but I had to organize myself. But I'm good. Hello, Desiree. I can hear you.
Okay, I heard that the Pampin Park is sold out for the 7th.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. I saw it on Facebook on John's Paranormal Events page that it was sold out. But I just wanted to triple check and make sure I ain't imagining things. So you saw it too?
I was just listening to you. That's what I was just asking.
I'm going to fire you in about 5 seconds. Damn it. But I think so. I think I saw it on the Virginia Paranormal Events page that it was sold out. So.
Well, that's good. That's good news.
Yeah, it is. I'm glad.
Now if we can sell out the toy drive.
Yeah, exactly. And sell out on Kimberly's Spirit Walk.
That would
be great. Sold out last time.
Yep. So yeah,
I'm sure that'll sell out again. Yeah, that'll sell out again. So we got to create that. But I know it'll sell out. I don't have any doubts about that. Oh, I'm getting a message from somebody. Let's see who that could be. Who could be possibly messaging me on live? Shall we take a look?
I guess. It might be Dennis.
No, I don't know who the hell that is. When you call me my love and you don't know me, we got problems. Make my girlfriend jealous. They don't stop doing that.
That's right. Jerry's my girlfriend.
That's right.
Yeah, my paranormal
exactly
girlfriend.
Yep. Hello, my love. I'm like, I don't know you, but okay. That's
so,
what it started off at. And I put it in my ex for now because I'm like, unless somebody has changed their, you know how people change their Facebook names, I don't know them.
Right. Like, they might not know who Sav Spooks is anymore.
Yeah, well, we know who Savannah Spooks is. Do you want to introduce your Facebook page and your stuff as far as everything being new?
Yeah, I would.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, I would love to. So we're Underground Paranormal Phenomenons. We actually just made a brand new group page because we had some, I'm going to say, technical difficulties with Facebook. So I'm not admin of my older two pages, so I'm in the process of building two new pages. I've got the group page up, and it's going pretty well. And then I'm working on the new formal page. And then we'll have our Instagram back and up and running here in a few days. So, yeah, we kind of ran into a little technical speed bump, but we're getting it fixed.
Oh, good. Good. And people, well, as far as your paranormal family, they know, does everybody pretty much know that you're on track and how to find you and stuff? Are you having any issues with that? Is there something that we need to do?
If anybody would love to share or invite people who are already members of the new group, would be awesome. I'm getting these friend requests that I don't know who any of them are.
Oh, that's creepy.
I'm just adding them. I'm just like, yeah, go to the group page.
Yeah, yeah. I've gotten a lot of friend requests from people I don't know, so I've just kind of leave them sitting because I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I add them, and anybody who's watching, I add you guys so that you can get to my group page, but if I don't know you personally, then I remove you off my friends list. Don't take it personal. It's just a networking thing I've got going on.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work. So I'll put some invites out there. So if y'all haven't gone
over.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, we had over You're fine. We had over 1,000 followers on the old page. So we would really, and they were, you know, active on the page and in the group. So we would really like to keep our followers, you know, let them all know that we have moved to a new group form.
Okay.
So nobody misses anything. And hopefully this group form will be a little more productive with networking with, you know, the Freak Show and Vibe Time and the Cabin and Old House. I plan on putting everything on this page so that, you know, do know about it and, you know, we can expand throughout, you know, our audience, should I say.
Yeah, because you're strictly, I know I read something where it's where you're strictly paranormal at this point. Is that correct?
Yes, my Facebook, the whole Facebook is strictly paranormal. I don't have a personal Facebook, so if anybody is looking for me, it would be on my Sad Spooks page.
Okay. Y'all got that? Whoever's tuning in and watching? Because I get people that are tuning in and out. I think we lost Kimberly, but more than likely Kimberly lost her internet. Oh, no, there she is. Okay.
Hey, Kim.
Peaky Bear. Oh, can you see me? Hold on. All right, here we go. No. Anyway, how long? Let's see, we've done some investigations together. How long have you been doing this? 10,000 years?
I am. No. Underground, we created May 4th, 2019. So we're a little over a year.
Cool. How did you come up with the name? I know I heard it on a previous show, but, you know, Vibe Time is like the best show out there, so.
Oh, yeah.
Let the viewers know.
Oh, yeah, VibeCon's where it's at.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I came up with the name. It just kind of, it just hit me. It just came to mind. But the reason for the name Underground was because we weren't an official team. We didn't know how to go about getting locations, and we didn't know how to go about you know, doing events or properly investigating. So we were just running out to like Crawford Road and going inside Desjarnais, and we were called ourselves Underground because we were going to be like, we'll go investigate any place that people won't go. Like, if any other paranormal team is like, oh no, we won't go do that, Underground's going to do it. We're going to get the evidence and the research that we need to put out there to prove to people that, you know, there is another spirit realm. There is other things out there.
That
so we just
true.
Came up with Underground, and we were like, we're going to just run with it. And then I was like, it's Underground and it's paranormal and phenomenons means unexplainable. So there we go. Underground paranormal phenomenons.
Yeah, I like the name. I think it's cool.
Thank you.
Along with the three Libras.
Oh yeah, three Libras. need to start doing some investigating. So we can be like,
yeah,
the three Libras are at it again.
That's right. What trouble are we going to get into now?
Oh, you get me, you, and Kim together, and it's a hoot.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wonder if it would be a hoot at the undisclosed location we were at the other day.
The undisclosed location we were at was very intriguing to me. Like, I really want to go back.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like they've been having some issues. since that investigation. So it's been quite active, which I'm not surprised, because when you're, you know, doing things like that, you kind of provoke some things, and what do you expect?
Right.
You know?
And
we have so much video evidence. I mean, you took a lot of video evidence. I took a lot of video evidence. You know, Kimberly says right now she's got a lot of cases waiting, at least three, so...
Yeah, I was messaged from somebody last. Somebody messaged me last night from the group page, and they wanted to put the group page listed on another form so that people can look it up and find Underground and come to our group form and be able to contact other investigators who would be willing to do residentials or emergency cases. And I told her, like, that would be awesome, because, you know, there's times where I've been messaged from somebody in New York, and I was like, well, I can't find anybody in New York to come over and investigate your home. So I had to leave Richmond and go spend a week in New York to investigate this lady's home. And so, you know, I told her, yeah, definitely put us on the form so that people around here can find us and contact Dennis or, you know, me or you or Kim or whoever they want to investigate their home and let us be, you know, aware of what emergency cases they may have.
Right. Yeah. Do you think that I'm changing the subject. Well, not really, because it kind of fits in with what you're saying. Do you think that paranormal activity has picked up?
Dude, that's another thing that the lady that had put on the form was saying. She was like, she has so much activity that's starting to get kicked up. And I was like, you know, I'm starting to notice that too. Like, I think paranormal activity is starting to really kick up. I mean, my mother called me the other day and was like, Savannah, your son's blanket just moved on my couch. And I was like, well, what did it do? She was like, it lifted up off the couch and it laid it back and it just went back down. And I was like, ignore it. I was like, ignore it. Maybe it won't happen again.
Yeah.
I'm not there. Mm-hmm. I'm not at her house to go investigate. So
I've been getting calls from my mom with similar experiences. So I don't, you know, I did go over to her house to investigate, and evidently it's kicked up some of her activity, and she don't like it. And I told her, she called me today to tell me that her thermostat got cut down. She had her heat on, and it got cut to cold. And she woke up in the middle of the night, and she was freezing her ass off and couldn't figure out why. And when she got up to look at her thermostat, the air conditioning had been cut on instead of the heat. And she did not do that, because my mom, you know, she keeps it set at the same thing.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't mess with it. So I told her, I said, well, just tell them to not touch your thermostat. If you don't want them to do something, you just tell them not to do it. If you don't want them messing with shit, you just tell them, don't mess with it.
Right.
You know, and
she's
scared. Yeah. Yeah. And they will. Yep. Your mom said the blanket moving scared the hell out of her. Is that your mom on here?
Is it Gina Outlaw Farkas?
Yeah.
Or Gina Outlaw?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yes, it's my mom. That is my mom.
Okay.
Hi, mom.
Yeah. Yeah, so my mom, you know, like I said, she's been experiencing things too. And I actually ran some EVPs and got the name of one of her friends that's there, but then I got some man that came through, and I don't know who he is. And, you know, I basically said, I'm going to go move to the next room, and he said, go ahead. You know, and I'm like, really?
Huh.
And that, I'm just like, okay, dude, don't mess with me. And particularly don't mess with my mama, you know. And then I saged it out, and well, she can see spirit anyway. So even though I saged it out, it didn't help her because she can communicate. She just don't want to. She has the same thing I have.
Mm-hmm.
She just don't want
to. See, my mom's a big skeptic.
Yeah.
So for her to call me and tell me she's having paranormal activity, there's definitely some kind of pickup. And,
right.
You know, for a skeptic to be like, hey, I've got something going on, you know, there's definitely some kind of pickup. Do you think that it's picked up because of the, what's going on in the universe right now, like with our planets or with, like, the alignments of things?
I think it has a lot to do with that and just the different, because, like, energies on the Earth fluctuate every day. Sometimes they're high, sometimes they're at a low. I think that plays a big part in it. And I keep track of that every day because, you know, it affects me as a person. If the energy is up too high, it makes people chaotic. You know, I just don't feel right. So if I start feeling out of sorts, if you will, I'll go check the Kimberly, what's the name of it? Schumann energy levels. It has an app that you can go and check, like a website that you can go and check every day. And I think that plays a big part in the paranormal energies going up. And sometimes I think storms and just different things stir that up.
Oh yeah, we've had all kinds of crazy storms.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of things that start up, and I think that a lot of people are home now, and they have never been home before, and they've been forced to have to stop and not be as busy. So they're noticing more things that maybe they didn't notice before because you're being forced to stop your busy little lifestyle now with COVID.
Right. Do you think that people being pent up inside their home are releasing more negative energy?
I think so. And I think that maybe they've had some stuff before and they just didn't pay any attention to it. And now they're being forced to pay attention. That's just my personal opinion. I may not be right on that, but, you know, people are so busy, they don't take time out for themselves. And now with COVID, we've been forced to do that, you know, to get more in tune to us. And, you know, I've noticed that even like with me in the early morning hours or even at nighttime, even the spirit world is more chattier and more louder than what I'm used to. I don't know how to explain that to you, but they're very chatty.
I totally understand because here lately, I've been experiencing more chatter in my head from the spirit world, and I have not experienced that a lot. Like when I was on the way to Old House Woods, I was hearing, you know, they're coming. They're coming like the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then here lately, there's a certain person that I've been hanging out with a lot lately. And when I'm around them, I get chatter in my head and I have to stare at them and listen, you know, but it's so I understand what you're saying because I haven't experienced that a lot. And here lately I have been experiencing a lot of voices. I must feel like I'm going crazy, but I know that it's not.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Yeah. And they know you by name or they'll call me by name. And I'm like, and that's the other thing. When my mom called the other day, she was like, something called me by my name and very clear. You know, she's like, it was clear as a bell. It was just so clear. And I was like, welcome to my world. I said, although you've had it all this time, she just kind of, I guess, shoved it not to deal with it. And now it's mm-hmm. coming out in full force, and she doesn't like it. So, you know, I told her it is what it is. Talk to dead people. Go ahead.
Talk to dead. So for people like your mom who don't want to have that ability, what would be the best thing for them to cut that off or tone it down?
She tells it to go away.
Well,
she
that
tells
works,
them to
sure.
go away. No, don't just leave. She'll tell them to leave me alone or go away because she don't want nothing. She just don't want much to do with it at all. You know, even though she's had this forever, but like I said, it's increasing with her. And I just tell her, because I was always told that you treat them like you treat a regular human being, as if they were still alive. If you don't, you tell them to leave you the hell alone, and you have to stand your ground, and you can't show fear when you do it, because spirit feeds off of fear. So you have to be very mm-hmm. serious when you're doing it. You know, you can't back down and be scared. If you don't want them to mess with your thermostat, you tell them you don't want them to mess with your thermostat, you know, and then you try not to, you know, I don't know how to explain it, make no communication with them whatsoever, kind of like ignoring them in a way. Because I do. I have one pass me today, and I was like, okay, see ya, and went the other way because I was just tired, and I didn't feel like dealing with dead people today.
It's a daily thing
for me.
It's so funny when you guys – yeah, it's so funny when you say that because I just think of I just think of that movie where the little boy where he says, I see dead people.
Oh, Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense. It makes me think of, because it's like, I'm so sick of seeing dead people. It's like, I'm so sick of seeing the dead people.
Yeah.
Like, they just need to leave me alone.
You do, because they bother you, and they, you know, I mean, I do have my shirt that says, I see dumb people. I don't have my I see dead people shirt, but I do have my I see dumb people shirt. You know, but cut them off.
Dumb
That's
people.
Right.
Cut them off.
I do. Cut them off. Head them off at the pass. But, yeah, that's my favorite shirt in the whole wide world. I see dumb people. Isn't that terrible? Shame on me.
Shame on me.
Maybe I need to wear that tomorrow.
Yes.
But, you know, that's what I do. I got to check the computer. Cut them off. Ignore them sometimes. Blow them off like they are in non-existent to me. And I hate to be mean, but sometimes I'm just not in the mood. Like a little girl that I brought home from the cabin, I just wasn't in the mood when she pushed the box in my room, because I have this little box sitting by my closet. When she pushed the box and woke me up, I was like, don't wake me up. And then, you know, I was like, you need to go back to the cabin. You know, sorry that I brought you here. I should have told you to stay there. So it was my fault. You know, for not telling her
right.
to stay here, stay
so,
where she was at,
let's,
and went back.
Let's touch on that a little bit, because I have a friend, I have people, you know, that are like, oh, spirits can't follow you, and they're not going to follow you home, and I'm like, yes, they will. You have to tell them to stay. That's just like at that unexplored location when that spirit wanted to follow me out the house, and we heard him coming down the stairs, and we're like, hold on, now you got to stay up there, you can't come with me.
Right.
You know, so people, they don't think that spirit can follow them, but they will follow you. They'll follow you.
You're right about that. And it's really funny because that particular night when I was coming home, I knew something was with me. I felt the activity in my car, you know, but it just didn't feel like something that was adult. So I was like, okay. So I get home, I'm feeling like there's something with me. They're not showing themselves right at the moment. But when that box moved and woke me up and it slid on my floor, I was like, and it was a child. I knew it was a child slide. I was like, oh, hell no. you know, and I apologized to her because I was in the woods saying, do you want to play? You know, because I felt her presence. I knew she was there. But like I said, it was my fault for not saying, stay where you are. So I apologized to her, you know, and I just basically said, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. I should have told you to stay at the cabin. You need to go back to the cabin on 360's woods now. And she, in my ear, said, sure, and left. So, and see, my youngest attracts spirits. So that was the other thing. And that's something I got to be careful of, too, because they like him.
Yes, they do. In the unexplored location, we put the K2 up to him. We thought it was his braces setting off the K2, but he was extremely high with EMF.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sitting over here at this undisclosed location, and she'll tell you because she was there. I'm sitting over here thinking, you know, I've done put braces in my kid's mouth. Why is this EMF meter going off, and do I need to go back to the doctor and have them take them braces out? Because I don't want EMF waves emanating from my kid's mouth. I mean, she'll tell you
right.
The K2 meter lit up. It was solid red, and we're sitting over here thinking, you know, she's like, it's the braces. But then after a while, when Savannah put the K2 meter back up,
it didn't even
emanating blink. It wasn't doing it anymore. So that was spirit around him, obviously, and they like him. They flock to him.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
I've never seen so much EMF coming off of a person before in my life. It was scary. Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. I mean, I haven't either. And like I said, I thought it was the braces. I was like, what did I do?
I thought it was too. I even stuck the K2 on his lips. I was like,
yeah,
the K2 touched
the K2
his skin.
She did.
Right up on his
lips.
She
sure did. Yep. And I think I got to review the body cam footage, but I may even have some of that on body cam footage. Because
that would be awesome
because
I wasn't filming it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was filming, and I hadn't had a chance to review any of the stuff today. I reviewed the part where the spirit said, fuck, when we said, Dennis is coming, excuse my language, but that is what it said, you know, when I said I'm coming back with Dennis Eslock next time. So I was looking for that footage so that Dennis could hear that, you know, spirit, even though he has not been to that location, they know who he is.
In that realm, I think he's very popular in the spirit realm.
Yeah.
You could go to any location and mention Dennis Eslock and you're going to get a reaction. You're going to either get bring him on, or you're going to get a F you.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And I think they gossip about you. I think they talk the same way about you in, you know, how people gossip and talk shit about you here. I think they do it up there too. I think they do it in the spirit community.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten, you know, when I've done my Proctor House, I've gotten She's Back, come through the spirit box and stuff like that. So I think that they definitely know who you are, and they remember who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, I agree with you on that. Well, that's been tested out in Old House Woods because, you know, of the guy David that comes through all the time when I'm there that calls me Blondie. I mean, he hasn't called me Blondie these last couple times. But just to know on a few different occasions we have them, you know, they know, I think they just get to know you like regular people get to know you here, and it's the same way there. And they're either going to like you or they're not going to like you is what I'm picking up on too. Because, I mean, not all spirit dislikes people, but I think that they either like you or they don't, just like they do down here.
Right, and not all spirit is bad or evil either.
It's
you know, people are like, oh, I've got ghosts in my house and you need to come get rid of it. Well, sometimes getting rid of it might not be the right thing to do.
Right. Some people can coexist with their spirit. I know a lot of people that do that too. They set boundaries with them and lay down certain guidelines. And, you know, like Frank Lazzaro always said, he's from New Jersey, wrote Paranormal out in Jersey. When you set your boundaries with them, you have to stick with them and you can't deviate from them. Once they're set, they're set. Don't go back and try to deviate from something because then you've broken your agreement.
Right.
You know, so if you like one particular place, I told them specifically if they didn't want paranormal stuff there, then, you know, you tell them we're not going to do paranormal stuff here. I'll respect you for that, you know, respect those boundaries. So hopefully
right.
they'll continue to do that.
Yeah,
so.
There's times where I won't even test equipment in my home. Like
right.
if I'm going to test equipment, if I get a new piece of equipment, I'll wait. No matter how excited I am, if I don't have a location, I'm not turning that piece of equipment on in my home, and I'm not testing any equipment in my home because I know
right.
that I've got spirit in my home. And it doesn't like to be messed with, so I leave it alone.
Right.
I'm not touching any equipment and anything in my house because I don't want to tick it off.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It's you know, it does its thing, and we do our thing, and we'll hear it, you know, sometimes, like a child crying. Or I'll see like a shadow dart across a hallway, but I don't pay it any mind. Just let it do its thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do the same thing here. I don't, test the equipment out here. I might take it like outside or something like that or in town, but I don't really test it here. I think the one time that I did, a spirit called Victor by his name and I was like, oh Lord.
Right, you know,
so,
you know, you got kids in the house. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. So I was like, well, let me just cut that off now. Smudge, you know, because whatever is in here, you're not going to get rid of either. It ain't going nowhere. It's just not.
Right.
You just learn to respect it and leave it alone. So that's what I do here. Yep. Gotta
yeah,
lay
we
down,
do the
we
same
gotta
thing.
Lay down them all.
Yeah, it's almost like having a relationship with a ghost. You just got to have your boundaries.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. So, very true. Kimberly says it's like children consistent lay the law and don't budge, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You have to do that. So, but, I don't know. I just think that there's an increase in everything.
There is. There's definitely an increase in energy, and you can
mm-hmm.
feel it. You can definitely feel it. Like, I got up from work, got up to get ready for work yesterday, and I just walked around my house in circles. Like, I was lost. Like, I had no clue what the hell I was doing. And I was like, I just called out. I called out, and I was like, I can't make it today. My head was spinning.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what was going on or what was what. So I put myself back to sleep. I was like, I can't. Everything was in like a fog. It was super weird.
Mm-hmm. It was for me today. It started yesterday, and then I was glad I didn't work today because I just kind of did nothing besides cook. And
I'm glad
it.
That all I had to do at work today was dig a hole because it was just mindless. I didn't have to think about anything and the day went on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your mom said that's why she doesn't go to any investigations because she don't want to bring anything home with her, which I can understand that. My mom's the same way.
Yeah, she's real big on making sure that I'm protected and I don't bring anything home with me. And she's like,
yeah.
if I do pick up something, she's like, keep it at my house.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Down to that necklace that she got you that I still don't know where she got it from. Hopefully she'll be nice.
Amazon.
And send me the
I found it I found it for you, Jerry. I have it in my shopping cart. Yes, ma'am. So I will be ordering them. I got you one and Kim one. And if Ryan wants one or Dennis wants one, if anybody wants one, just let me know and I'll order them.
Oh, that is so cool. Because you know what? I searched Amazon, girl. I couldn't find it.
It was
like, I truly could not find it.
Like recently bought. So wherever my mother found it at, it was still in like the recently bought spot. So I just re-added it to the shopping cart.
Awesome. Like your mom did like a beautiful job getting that. Every time I see you, you know I have to say something about it.
I know. I'm working on getting y'all one. I know Dennis has like the itty bitty little ones, but yeah, I'm gonna get everybody one.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. I mean, you can screenshot it to me and click on it and screenshot it to me, and I can get it too. I have Amazon.
Okay.
You know, I saw one today and I was thinking about getting it and I was like, no, it's just not the same as yours. We don't know. Isn't it Archangel Michael? No, wait. It's Saint Benedict.
It's Saint Benedict. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's
yeah,
Saint
I don't
Benedict.
Know why. You know what it is? The necklace that I looked at today was Archangel Michael, which I have that. I have that. Hello, Mary.
I have that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I got my Michael, and it's got the picture of Michael on one side and then the prayer on the other.
Yeah. I don't have that one, but I did see one today, and I was like, that one's interesting looking. But then I was like, nah, it's just not resonating with me right now.
Today was crazy. The energy today was crazy because of voting.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm glad it's over with so far.
5-2.
At least the voting.
The traffic was so
yeah.
bad.
Terrible. We'll see. We shall see.
Yeah, we'll see what
so
the energy and you know does now with when the polls have reached their verdict. I think energy is going to spike.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Are you going to go to Pamplin Park on Saturday?
I am. I am going to Pamplin Park on Saturday. And I am bringing somebody with me.
Awesome.
And I am also going to be at the toy drive in Pamplin.
See, I don't know if I'll be able to make it to that one.
Okay. And I'm also going to be at the Old House Woods Walk.
Okay. That I'll make it to. And for those of you who are listening, if you want to go on the Old House Woods Spirit Walk / Paranormal Investigation, you need to get onto the Old House Woods page and reserve your spot because we have limited spots for Old House Woods. So, and I have had a couple people say that they ain't paying for anything because they can do that for free. Well, that's all good, but you won't get the knowledge and you won't be hanging out with my group and you can't use any equipment. So for those of you who said you ain't paying Jack Skippy.
Right, and let them go ahead and get caught in the woods and get a trespassing charge. That's on them.
So, yeah, people never seem to amaze me today. The Old House Woods, we've investigated a couple of times, and it's just been amazing out there, setting up the little grids, which I wish I would have set it along that wood line that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, and
yeah, I
Kimberly
think we
has
have
a car now.
Some, yes, I know. And I think we have some really good, like, ideas to, like, with your laser grid
and
you know, when we were there that one weekend and did the laser grid, I think we should do that again and try to pick out on who is peeking through the woods at us, because there's something that was crouched down in that little path and it was staring at us, and it kind of had movement to me like a Native American.
Right.
So
I would love to find that out. Yeah, me too. And I have two grids so we can really, really light it up. I need to, if you happen to come across something, I need to find another tripod. I just need the tripod. I don't need the grid itself. I need the tripod for the grid, and I can't find them. And I've been on Amazon, so if you happen to go on there and see it, just screenshot it to me so I can get it, because I can't find it.
It's just the tripod that holds your grid, right?
Yeah, I don't need the whole grid, because like eBay sells the whole grid and the tripod. Well, I don't need a third grid.
GoStop don't sell just the grid or just the pod, the tripod?
I don't think so. And if they do, it's expensive.
Yeah, no, you're right there, because you're buying the name.
Yeah, it's expensive. So no offense to GoStop, but that's expensive. And when I went on eBay, they have grids there, but you have to buy the grid and the tripod with it. And I'm like, I don't need another grid. I have two of them already. And plus, I need a grid. Oh, you need a grid? Okay.
I do need a grid. I need a grid and all that good stuff.
Yeah, Kimberly said she's got a tripod, but Amazon has grids on there. But to be honest with you, I like the GoStop one better than the Amazon one, because the Amazon one, the grid lights are more spaced out, and on the GoStop one, they're all put together. It's hard to explain. It's a whole different pattern, and I'm not liking the eBay pattern one.
Right.
Kimberly said I can use hers until then, so that'll work. Still, I have to find one, because I don't know where. I just don't need the whole damn thing. Well, look, take your new car, Kimberly. Kimberly's like secondhand photography shops. Take your little car. You'll go tomorrow. Oh, thanks, Mary. That's sweet. I just need a tripod for my grid. Oh, Mary's like, I have a couple. Wish I was closer near you. Sigh. I just don't feel like buying the whole thing.
Would like the tripod that holds your cell phone work? Because I know like Five and Below have tons of them.
You know, I didn't test that out, because I don't think it will, because it's round. It's like a round, you know, it's like a little, it almost looks like a miniature telescope that you put the grid light into.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I could go on eBay and buy another one, but damn, those are like, they're like $15, $16, and I'm really just wanting the tripod and not the whole grid thing. Kimberly said she saw grids at Ollie's. That's in Gloucester County.
We have an Ollie's out this way, but it's in more like Midlothian area.
Yeah.
Like South Chesterfield.
See, I have to drive a good 35 minutes to get there.
That's what it would be for me. It would be like a good 35 mm-hmm. minutes to get to that store.
Yeah. Steve is like, if you see a mysterious top hat floating around, grab it. It's his, and we can teleport it to him from Oklahoma to Virginia. It's been said that the ghost of the hitman is carrying it around. Last seen at the cabin on 360. He is so funny. We all know whose top hat that is. We're all trying to steal it.
My top hat's awesome.
Yeah, your top hat is the bomb. I love it. Like, I'll have to try it on to see if it fits me so we can be twins.
Me and Howard, we're going to have to switch top hats. He's going to have to wear mine for a little while. I'm going to have to wear his.
Yeah, that'll work. I don't think he'll show up the top hat, but I like yours.
I know. He's going to have his hidden. Y'all are all going to turn on me and steal my top hat.
Yeah, you do have a nice top hat. But, you know, I don't know if I'd fit the demeanor of the top hat. I think I'll stick with the pink wig.
My head's not big enough for the top hat. It slides down. I have to keep pulling it up.
Yeah, I know. You got a small little head, I know.
Little dome.
It would fit me perfect with my wig.
Yeah, you can be the pink witch doctor.
Yeah, I could be the Pepto-Bismol pink witch doctor. That's right. That works.
The Pepto doctor. You're the Pepto doctor.
I know, right? I ain't pestoing too good right now. I ain't pestoing too good. So are you looking forward to Pamplin Park? Have you been there yet?
I have not been to Pamplin, and I'm super excited about it. I'm super excited.
Okay.
I haven't been to Henricus either, and I live right down the street.
Are you freaking kidding me? Like, girl,
yes,
no.
Like 10 minutes from my house, Henricus.
Really? I have to go.
Yeah.
We have to go together. But listen.
Yeah, I've never been.
I'm going to warn you about Pamplin Park, y'all. Okay, so last year I went to Pamplin Park. I was with, I wasn't with Crop at the time, but I was with Michael actually last year. And we were in this tent. Excuse me, I'm sorry. We were in this tent, and I seen these feet walk past the tent. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So I'm like, what the hell is that? So I come out of the tent because it's cold last year. I come out the tent and I just feel this man around me, like a scruffy man. It came in behind me. I go to snap a picture because it came almost at me. Okay, it killed my phone battery. I'm just warning you. It literally messed my phone up. It messed my phone up, y'all. I had to get a whole new phone. My phone wouldn't hold a charge anymore. It zapped my phone that night. So I'm just warning you with the energies there, just so you'll know. It, like, totally destroyed my favorite phone. Yes. I had to get a brand new phone. I was pissed because I went to go snap
the feeling.
Picture. Yeah, it came at me. I don't know why I got a choke all of a sudden. It came at me, and as soon as I went to snap the picture, my whole phone went black. So
that's
just
crazy.
A warning, yeah, I saw. You don't mind me telling you some of the stuff from last year, do you?
No.
No, because some people don't want to. They don't want to know anything about stuff before they go to it. But my experience was last year when I went, I saw a muzzle fire, cannon fire.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on an EVP. I have a man that says either you're dead. Or, no, he said die. That's right. I got that on an EVP, and that wasn't even using an app or anything. That was just because at that time I didn't have equipment. I was fairly new. That was the very first paranormal event I went to with a group of people. That was my very first one. That was like the first day I met Dennis, because I had already met Ryan and Michael when I went to Westmoreland State Park. So I'd already met them, but I had not met Dennis yet. So that was the first night I actually met Dennis. Was at Pamplin Park. But the experiences there were awesome experiences, particularly with my phone. It was unforgettable.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Really looking forward.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just like Old House Woods, you know, it's a new location. And you know, Kimberly was telling me, like, at Old House Woods, you know, it's a new location for me. I haven't been there a lot. So I'm really hoping, you know, the same at Pamplin, that maybe the spirits will be intrigued and interested in the new people, you know, the groups,
right,
and me and the people who haven't been there, so that, you know, they can get an experience.
Right. I agree with you. And hopefully you get, and in the building, there was people like, figures walking back and forth. You could see shadow figures like going back and forth inside the building. So I think it's going to be a good experience. I really want to get to Henricus though, just to experience that, because I haven't been there yet. I know Michael goes there and does, what do you call it, reenactments there, but like personally, I have not been there. So since you live so close, the three leaders will have to get together and go investigate that area.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm literally 10 minutes down the road from Henricus.
That trips me out that you're that close and you have not been there. You cannot go there without me. Or Kimberly.
Oh, I won't.
You got to wait for. Yeah, now you got to wait for us.
Oh, I will. I was going to end up waiting until Krabs held an investigation or something there, and I went because, you know, after hooking up with Dennis, and Dennis taking and Krabs taking underground under their wing, you know, they kind of told me the rules. You know, you don't trespass. You don't break and enter. You know, you don't do underground stuff because you want a good reputation in this field. So I won't even try to go over to Henricus by myself without a group.
Right. Well, I mean, I could go. I think Henricus is open during the daytime, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, spirit don't rest. I mean, you can go over there during the daytime, I'm sure. I don't know what they do with their investigations and stuff like that, but, I mean, I've been to Cold Harbor during the day and ran a couple of EVPs out there. I know they don't like people like going there at nighttime trying to do stuff like that. But during the day, you know, I might be doing a Facebook Live, doing a reading on something, and it would be the same for Henricus. Go there and just feel the energy out. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, I don't think that I'm stepping on people's toes, at least. I don't think I would be. I would hope not. I mean, it's a public place.
Right, yeah. You would think that it would be okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's just a lot of eggshells that kind of go along with the turfs and stuff. And so being so brand new, I just kind of follow lead.
Yeah. Well, I think daytime. I mean, if you're, it's just like you'd be going to Hollywood Cemetery during the daytime, you know?
Right.
So it would be, excuse me, I'm so sorry, Henricus. You know? I mean, I know friends that go there frequently.
Has anybody, like, I don't know, but Jamestown? Over there, has that ever been like an investigation? Has anybody ever done investigations over there?
I haven't been there in a while, but I was doing just like my own personal energy pickup readings there, but I've never investigated there, but I know they have a lot of tour groups there.
Yeah, they have like a lot of historical tours and stuff during the day. They probably don't want to be, you know, known for paranormal stuff or not, but that would be really cool to get in one of those reenactment ships and investigate.
Oh, yeah.
I think it would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. But no, I haven't thought about that. But I don't see why not during the day if you're touring a place. That you could stop and do a birth session.
Right.
You know, I mean, to me, you're not
doing
it. You can't
go pulling out a periscope and go walking around Jamestown during the daytime.
Yeah, let me run a safety meter during the daytime. Yeah, they may not like that part. But, like, if I'm running a small recording, I don't see why not. And that would be the same thing with Henricus. Because if you're going to it's a public park, correct?
Right.
So that's the part that I'm not you know, it's one thing if you trespass and you go to a place that's closed at nighttime. It's another when you're, you know, touring something during the daytime that you want to tour. I mean, if I wasn't a part of any paranormal group, nobody would be saying anything, technically.
Well, yeah,
so,
right. That's just like when, before, you know, Underground got in to the field, it was just us going to different locations and picking up. That's just like Crawford Road. It's totally public as long as you don't go on the bridge up top. You know, that's
right.
What we did. We just hung out on the street.
Yeah, but I know they're very particular. They're very particular on Crawford Road, you know, with people stopping on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom said they're open during the day, and she's been there during the daytime.
The Jamestown, yeah, I know that they're open during the day. It would just be really cool. You know, this is an idea. I don't know if Dennis maybe could convince some people, but I just thought it would be a really cool experience, like a really cool idea.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell
but
you
I know
what,
some
I like
places,
going to Williamsburg too.
Yeah, I know some places just don't, you know, want to be known for their paranormal activity. They just want to keep it all history.
Right. Well, I mean, me and my girlfriend Marjorie Austin, we've been down to Williamsburg at nighttime. We've driven down there, and we've done investigations at night. We've stayed at Williamsburg until 11, 12 o'clock at night. Running different pieces of equipment. Nobody has never said anything to us about it because we don't interfere with tours or anything like that. We kind of, you know, stay away. I mean, we did stay for a tour. We did pay for one, but then we just ran our own equipment. But we didn't bother anybody. We didn't, you know what I mean? We didn't interfere with their tour groups or anything like that. But there's a lot of
right.
people that do investigate on Duke Gloucester Street at nighttime or near the Randolph Payton House. But see, they've gotten, Williamsburg has gotten so greedy with things because they've, you know, roped off certain parts of the Randolph Payton House that you can't, you know, you can't, you used to be able to walk all the way up to the door, and now they have it roped off to where you can't do that anymore. So your mom said it was Henricus Park that she's taken the grandkids to during the daytime, not Jamestown.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah, she's been to Henricus. Lucky.
Yeah, I've never been, so she's been somewhere I've never been.
Yeah. Yeah. Kimberly said investigate the tunnels. Yeah, they have the tunnels there too, but I don't know how to even gain access tunnels in Williamsburg.
Kimberly, you're going to have to PM some people to give us a clue on where these tunnels are.
Yeah, get Stephen, Kimberly, Miss Access here, exclusive access to everything. Time for you to work your magic. I've heard
yeah,
of the tunnels, but
real.
I don't know how to gain access to them. I have been on the William and Mary property and have experienced some things there. Because me and the kids used to go there before COVID. We went there a lot. Like, we would go there at least once every other week or so just to eat at this cheese shop and just go, you know, hopping around there. And we haven't done that at all this year because of COVID.
I know COVID's really put, like, it's really affecting a lot of things when it comes to the paranormal world. Like, it's heightened
right.
energy in people's homes and people, you know, being cooped up and then not being able to go places. And I think people are just kind of getting aggravated, and there's just so much energy that's just being pumped into
yeah.
the universe right now. It's really mm-hmm. hyped up all the paranormal activity.
Yeah, I agree with you on that 110%. I can imagine what can't even talk, what Williamsburg was like when they didn't, you know, when they didn't have some of their stuff, when they didn't have as many tourists, because for the longest time they didn't have tourists either.
Yeah, I wonder if they were starting to notice some of the things that they might not have noticed with a lot of people around.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wondering the same thing. You know, if it was heightened because they had no, excuse me, I'm sorry, if it was heightened because they had no type of stuff going on. Your mom said she didn't feel anything there at Henricus, and she wasn't looking for anything either.
Excuse me. Yeah, she's the number one skeptic. She ain't looking for it, don't want it.
I don't blame her. I don't look for it either, but it just comes to me. Like, I really do not go out looking for stuff. It's like they just come. So it's really funny because the first time I met my third eye sister, she was like, don't be bringing that, what did she say? You got to be careful with spirit. Don't be conjuring up stuff. And I'm like, I ain't conjuring up anything. They come to me. I don't ask them to come. They just automatically come. I don't have to channel. I just wait for them. You know, they just come here.
Right.
Or come
yeah,
to
me. I mean, that's what they, you know, they, I feel like they use me like a swinging door. They just come through, I feel them, and then they leave, and then they'll come back, and then they'll leave. So I'm working really hard on trying to ground myself, like you and Kimberly keep telling me, because there's times where I'll be out at work, and I'll feel it, and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm at work. You know,
right.
So, I don't know if COVID or the hyphen of the paranormal world right now is what's affecting my ability, if mine's just, you know, heightened itself. By,
right.
You know, continuously doing what I'm doing. But,
right.
But yeah, I wear all my charms and I put your oil on every day and, you know, say my little prayers and then I go about my day. I really try to ground so I'm not, you know, constantly being used like a swinging door. I mean, just come in me and then they go.
Right. I agree with you on that. And grounding is, you know, so important. So,
like, have you had like sinus problems lately?
Yeah.
See, that's what I've been having, a lot of sinus problems, but it's not allergy related. It's just.
I've had that. I've had to use my neti pot a lot too, but I don't think I think some of it is allergy related for me. Not all of it, but I think some of it is. You know, but yeah,
allergy related.
Take a cleansing bath. Yeah, she said to take a cleansing bath, which. I do take cleansing baths. I have a certain bath that I get from my third eye sister. I order it from her, and it's a cleansing bath, and I do that at least once a week because one time I took a cleansing bath, and you'd be surprised the muck. It was like the water was white, and then it turned to like a mucky, yucky color. I had to get out of the tub. So, yeah, cleansing baths are a good thing
to do. So what would you use to do a cleansing bath?
Well, I get my stuff from, so Royal I'm Unique. She has her cleansing bath stuff that she has on a website. But before I would use things like lavender. I do use a sea salt. I do use sea salt. I really don't use Epsom salt. I use like a sea salt, but you only need a little bit of it. But I like hers because of how she mixes it and the intentions and things that she sends to it. It just, it
right.
works. You know, I feel so lifted after I use her stuff. I could make it myself if I wanted to, but it's just different coming from her because her energy is so strong and she puts that in with what she does. It's almost like an individualized, your own personalized cleansing bath stuff. Kind of like that oil I made is an individualized oil. It's not, it's individualized. It, you can't recreate it because I put so much stuff into it. So it's the same thing with her stuff.
Okay,
but
I'll have to look it up
and
get some stuff.
Yeah, some people like to use some people like to use Epsom salt, but I like to use, like, sea salt. But you got to be careful with it because it will make you thirsty and it'll detox you. It'll not only cleanse you, but it'll detox you as well. So that's what you got to watch out for. Yeah.
See, that seems like it would work for me. And I don't know if it's the same thing as, like, being in the ocean. But ocean water and sand is one of the most soothing things that I can be around.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's why I like living where I live at, because if I need to ground and I just need to, you know, I don't know, deprogram from the chaos, all I have to do is walk down my hill to a pier and I'm right there on the water.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't,
you're lucky.
Switch my location.
I would love to live where you live.
Yeah, I wouldn't switch my location for nothing. I just, you know, I'm very fortunate. Very fortunate because it's very, very cleansing. You know, it's very, everybody that comes over here, like people that come over here for Reiki, they just automatically, it's like they just want to go to sleep. Like it's just relaxing to them. It's like you feel like you're on the beach every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's what it feels like, that you're on the beach every day, even though you're not on the beach every day, but it feels like that you are.
I know that when you did the Reiki on me in the cabin, I wanted to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the cabin. So,
yeah
it's definitely soothing. I'm probably going to have you do another one on me sometime.
Yeah.
I'll drive out there and make an appointment.
Your mom said, enjoyed your show, but signing off now. Y'all please be safe and protected. We sure will. It was nice meeting you. You can always friend request us. She seems so sweet and cute.
My mom's a firecracker.
Yeah. Well, then she'll go along with us just fine because we're all firecrackers.
Yeah. That's where I get it from.
Yeah, I see that. But that works. Always need a firecracker mommy. My mom's like that, too. She'll smack you in the mouth. She's that kind of firecracker. Like, I can't even backtalk her anymore. She'll pop me. Does your mom do that? You still get popped?
Oh, yeah.
I'm 50 years old, and my mom still pops me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my mom pops me.
Yeah, you probably deserved it, though.
All the time.
Yeah, my mom gets me. Yep, that's hilarious. That's funny. But, yeah, with the Reiki stuff, there's nothing like it because people go to sleep.
Yeah.
Literally.
I was fighting going to sleep on the table because I knew that I would be no good to investigate.
Yeah.
But the next day I felt horribly sick. I had chills and shivers and I just felt horrible.
Yeah.
And that's what part of the detoxing, and that's like your body
yep.
getting rid of the negative.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's what the body. Your mom said, "Nice meeting y'all too." And Savannah, she's cute and sweet. LOL. We don't know what you're talking about, Savannah. I think you lied about your mom. Yeah. I don't think you told us the truth. She is sweet and cute. So. Yeah, but on the she said good night. Good night, mommy. Bye. Say good night to your mom.
Good night, mom.
She's so funny.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah, she tuned in. She sure did tune in.
It's
but
funny,
yeah,
she tuned in and watched Ryan's show, too, when I was on the Freak Show, but she didn't say anything. She must like you, Jerry.
Oh, I have that kind of personality.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
no,
your body,
because we had technical difficulties. Nobody could comment on that show. I forgot.
Yeah. Oh, well, damn, I guess I'm not loved after all.
So it makes your body just
it's a
ache.
You detox. Yeah, you will. When I do Reiki on people before they come to me, I always tell people to drink plenty of water and dress comfortable, because drinking plenty of water, Reiki detoxes the body. That's what it does. It just removes toxins, so it's nothing unusual for somebody to wake up like the next day not feeling good, you know, maybe having a headache. Some people become chaotic. Believe it or not, they start to think of things of the past maybe that they thought they got rid of and they didn't. So it's almost like with Reiki, it's almost like massage. You know, massage helps to remove toxins because you're moving that lymph. And
right.
Reiki's basically removing those energy blockages. So, yeah, the next day, sometimes you feel like crap, sometimes you don't. I've had a couple people that I just did Reiki on last week that said they felt good, they felt relaxed, they were able to sleep better. So everybody, you know, reacts differently to it. And these are people, some people, I mean, it just varies from person to person. I had one lady one time that was a psychologist that's what she did for a living. And she's like, you know, what'd you do to me? And I was like, I didn't do anything. You just need to go back out and ground. Because she was so chaotic, she couldn't even see her clients that day. She had to cancel all her appointments. But it just surfaced some things that she had, how do I put it, that she shoved. And it just can't, Reiki brings stuff like that to a surface.
Right.
But that's what it does. So it was nothing unusual. And I normally tell people that when you're going to do that, Reiki, make sure that you're not, you know, doing anything strenuous that day and sometimes the next day, because you sometimes you feel tired with it and sometimes you don't.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad that I did not have to work the next day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I don't. This is the weirdest feeling of my life. I couldn't explain it to you. I had chills and was shivering.
Everybody reacts differently to it. I mean, like I said, some people feel okay. They feel very relaxed. They can sleep better. And some people have had those effects where they just felt like crap the next day. So I guess it affects everybody. Some people get real cold when they receive Reiki. Some people get real hot. You know, it just varies from person to person. So, yeah, you'll have to come to my studio, like my house studio, and come and have it done. It's different here than what it is at the cabin, because at the cabin, it's just
there's
a whole
different
there's a lot
of activity walking around us.
Yeah.
In the
cabin. You don't know what they're saying. You don't know what they're plotting. You know, whereas here, it's not like that. It's very relaxing. It's very calming. It's dark. They're soothing music, it's soothing white. You know, the bed is calming. Hell, I even go up on my own bed and do Reiki on, you know, my Reiki bed downstairs.
Right.
You'll see me often put it on there. I'm going on my own bed. I mean, I do Reiki on myself every day, twice a day, but most of the time that's in the morning. And at nighttime, like when I get off from the show, I'll go get my shower, and then I'll come in here and Reiki before I sleep. It's just, it's habit, you know, because I want people to know what my energy feels like. So I do it twice a day. So, but yeah, it's just, it's different here than what it is at the cabin.
Yeah, I think that, you know, in the cabin, in the Pearl Room is, you don't know what you're going to get up there. So doing Reiki,
yeah.
I know that when you were doing it on me, they were very curious of it.
Right. Yeah, they didn't, you know, they didn't bother me when I was doing Reiki there. I think they liked the energy work because, I mean, I've had people, when they come for Reiki, like they've brought another person with them just to bring with them, which I don't mind as long as that person's not going to, I guess, interfere with the appointment, and as long as that person is comfortable with bringing that person, I'm okay with it. And they've felt the effects of the Reiki just sitting in the room. They actually end up, the people that they bring will end up falling asleep because I have a couch down there. So they'll fall asleep and just zone out because it's just that calming down there. I keep it balanced. So that's why and there's been times when the room has not been balanced and I've canceled an appointment because of it. It has to have a certain feel to it, and if it doesn't, I won't see people. So.
Yeah, so it's just got to be the right setting. You, I guess, very well hydrated.
Yeah, but it just has to have a certain feel to it, and if it doesn't have that feel, because I've had people messaging me for Reiki. I mean, I have some appointments coming up, but if it doesn't feel right, I will not. I'll just tell them I can't schedule you right now. You know, like some people might say, well, can I come to you for Reiki in a couple of days? I'm like, no, because I don't just slap a person on a table. The room, everything has to be prepped, and that's what people don't understand. So when somebody cancels, I'm just like, really? Because they had no idea how long it took me to prep that room for that appointment. I've prepped my room. I don't just slap you on the table and say, here you go. You know, it's not like that. It takes a lot of prep time, like a couple of days ahead of time prep time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's important that environment stays balanced. But like right now, the kids have been home, so Vicente, he likes to work out down there. So now I have this boy testosterone down there. And I'm like, please put everything back the way you find it so that I can keep it balanced. You know, and I can tell when it's off. And if it's off, like one of my friends was like, I'm going to come over and can I get with you to get some Reiki today? I'm like, no, because my whole room is just totally off. I can't. So.
Right.
Yeah. But anyhow. Check out the Farmer's Almanac. Kimberly said we need to check out the Farmer's Almanac.
Well, I think
that's what
snow.
We have Kevin Lipscomb from. Yeah, that's what we have Kevin Lipscomb for, because he is the Farmer's Almanac. All I got to do is message Kevin Lipscomb, and he'll tell me all about the Farmer's Almanac. He's a walking almanac book. He's a friend of mine. He works for the town of Urbana, and he's just smart as a whip when it comes to that. So I don't even have to get no damn book. I just go to him. He can tell you what moons are in place. Like if you're going to go do your investigation, he'll tell you what moons are in what position. I mean, he's pretty good at that. So I don't even get anything like that. I just rely on Kevin Lipscomb. Yeah, it can help you forecast days more acceptable for that. Yeah, true. That's true. But we only have a few more minutes of vibe time left, girlfriend.
I know. I enjoyed our talk.
Yes, she's going to kick us off the air here shortly. And, you know, I'm sorry I didn't get into all the underground paranormal and your past history stuff with it. I know Ryan went into, or Howie, was it Howie? One of them went into in-depth. No, it was Ryan that went into some
in-depth
stuff.
Ryan,
but,
I haven't been on, I haven't been on Howie's yet, and I'm waiting,
okay.
Howie.
Yeah, top hat. She's waiting.
Yeah.
He hasn't been
when
are
you going to invite
either,
me?
But, you know, yeah, I haven't been on Howie's show, and I'm not meaning to not be on there. I have actually been so tired, I've been falling asleep. 5:30 rolls around real quick.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and I got to roll my butt out of bed at 5:30 tomorrow. But now that there's a little bit of a schedule switch, I'm okay. So,
that's good.
Yeah. But I appreciate you coming on the show, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. We'll have to get some pictures
I appreciate
together.
You having me, and we will.
Yeah.
You know, we get our pictures. Every
yeah,
time we
get
we
our
see
pictures,
each other, we get our pictures.
Yeah, we get our pictures, but our third Libra won't be there, so we'll have to wait until November 21st to get our pictures with her, if she'll let us.
We'll sneak them.
Yeah, we'll sneak them. I'll have to look at the Farmer's Almanac, I guess. Isn't that going to help us to predict or help us with the days that we plan to do investigations to, like weather-wise, or am I imagining things with that? Because I don't know, Kimberly. She'll have to tell me.
Yeah, Kimberly.
When I
get I was say, I don't know either.
Cause, yeah, because we're going to kick us off the air in about 50 seconds. So, anyway,
all right.
I'm
well,
gonna,
thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming on, and I look forward to seeing you Saturday. And
you'll
send
see
me the
Saturday.
Amazon. Yep, snapshot that.
I will.
For me.
All right, I'm going to do that right now.
All righty. I will talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.